this terrible stabbing which has happened on Tuesday. We've had many listeners extremely concerned, especially people living in the area, people with teenagers. Can you reassure them in any way?
Yes, indeed. This is a very safe borough. We must remember that Richmond upon Thames has a reputation for being the safest borough in London. And therefore, when tragedies like this occur, they tend to stand out far more and attract the greater attention than one would normally expect. However, the police have arrested an individual. They have him in custody at the moment. So it isn't that there is an issue of an unknown assailant at loose in the borough. They've got the person that's responsible for it. And I have no doubt that they will be building a solid case of evidence in order to proceed with a trial. But knife crime, whilst concerning, is very rare in Richmond upon Thames. So residents should be aware, but not alarmed, in my view.
And what should people be saying to their children? You want your children to be able to go out after school, and you don't want to confine them to the house. But what advice should parents be giving to their teenagers?
First and foremost, they should be aware where their children are going, so that they can make informed decisions about whether they think that that's a good idea. They really do need to drum home the idea that simply because there are concerns that other youths may be carrying knives, that perhaps now is the time for them to be taking one out themselves as well. No, they need to be assured that Richmond's safe, that it's well policed, and that there are issues in London which do not tend to lend themselves to Richmond. So we don't have an issue with gang culture, for example, and we don't tend to have much in the way. I'm not suggesting that there is no antisocial behaviour and that there's no violence, but that we do have very low levels of it in Richmond. So it's really a case of be aware, talk to your children, and make sure you know where they are, but above all is to drum home the idea that carrying a knife under any circumstances is the wrong thing to do, and certainly it will not offer any protection whatsoever.
And I know you can't talk too much about the case, especially as someone's been arrested, but we've heard lots that people rushed to try and help this poor boy, and people were very quick and reactive. What would you like to say to those people?
Those people, they deserve all the praise that can be given to them. Their attempts to reach out and help somebody in life threatening distress is an absolute credit to them personally, and to the schools with which they're associated with, the Richmond upon Thames School and Hampton High, near my patch actually. The fact that they were so quick to try to help is an absolute credit to them, and I should also stress that in case any listeners are concerned that the children who were playing rugby have been in any way psychologically impacted, we made sure that the psychological units and the counsellors from our Achieving for Children were deployed to the schools to talk to the young people that day in order to assist them with any concerns that they